now burning brightly. The long, elegant stems gently rising, converging to form one great flame of unity. Really is beautiful.
The Olympic cauldron is made up of 204 steel pipes and individually designed copper petals inscribed with the competing nations' names. It was designed by Thomas Heatherwick, who's here. You had to keep all of this a secret for a long time, didn't you?
Well, Danny came to my studio a year and three quarters ago with the head of ceremonies, and he looked around the studio, and I sort of thought that there might be a sort of that he was sort of scoping out people, and then suddenly there was this moment, and he just was very clear and said, "Would you design my cauldron for his ceremony?" And so instantly said yes. And but the key thing was that there were a number of elements within the ceremony, that the queen as Bond girl and the cauldron particularly that needed to be truly special. They needed to be not known of already. And particularly there's the assumption. I mean, originally when we got the brief, we were told, oh, there's a strengthened bit on the roof of the stadium ready for you to design your thing that goes there. And it sort of felt that something didn't feel right about that. Danny's vision was that to somehow root the whole of the opening ceremony with the people, the spectators, and not elevate the ceremony up into the sky and feel like it's somehow not rooted in London. And so it felt that my role and the role of my studio was to try to develop something that could do justice to his ceremony, and not only, as the idea turned out, pull together the 204 countries that are not for 2 weeks somehow are not fighting each other in a military way or anything like that, in a diplomatic way, but just through sport coming together in some similar way, draw together all the strands of things he'd been exploring in his ceremony and draw it to one thing, ready to go forward with the actual games.
And were you always heading in this direction, or is there stuff on the drawing board that looks nothing like this?
This notion came together quickly, relatively quickly. It felt that I spent a weekend with DVDs of every ceremony that has ever been recorded, watching all the different cauldron things, and
they keep getting bigger.
They've been getting bigger and fatter and more and more enormous, and just thought, well, why compete on those terms? And by bringing something closer to the spectators and the athletes, it needn't be bigger. You know, to stick it on the top of a huge stadium, it has to be bigger to not seem puny.
What sort of problems did you have as you got closer and closer to Friday? Did everything go according to plan?
It was a process of refining over the last 2 weeks. So there were all the volunteers, thousands of the volunteers and people making the ceremony, and none of them knew that just below their feet was the cauldron. So I think everyone assumed it was up at the top. But so the only times we could practice was at 3 o'clock in the morning. And so there was just myself and my two colleagues and Danny and three or four of his close people. And so only when the coast was clear, everyone had gone home, no helicopter could fly over the top, could we set this thing alight and adjust. So it was a process of adjusting every night and refining and testing. Should it be 44 seconds of lighting, and then how many seconds of them rising and coordinating with the music that was created specially for it?
You'll know, I'm sure people have told you, that people's hearts swelled with pride and their eyes filled with tears watching all sorts of different bits of the ceremony, but including, and perhaps especially, your cauldron coming together. And those people had nothing to do with it. What was it like for you watching that finally happen after all this time?
I had tears in my eyes as well. So, but I had such a strong sense of responsibility to try to do justice to what that project could be, and to do justice to the ceremony that Danny was putting together. So I'd felt a phenomenal weight of responsibility in this, and that the flame is the antique that has been to so many other places, and this thing that we were going to do. So it felt an incredible honour to have that chance. But I suppose I at that moment I had confidence, because we had rehearsed many times and gone through it. And I also knew that what mattered, it was that Britain didn't follow the format of just designing another bowl on a stick. And it felt that there was something more fundamental. When we realised that there was this thing, that's this coming together of, just as the Olympics is the coming together of the 204 different nations, could the cauldron not exist and just be, for 2 weeks, these pieces that were brought by each country sort of temporarily assemble themselves.
Because they all get to take their bit away, don't they?
At the end of the ceremony, it will do the opposite, and it will unfold, and then these pieces will, these scorched bits of carbon-spattered metal can be taken home. I mean, they're very humble scale, and be put in Olympic glass cabinets, looking either buffed up with Brasso or looking scabby and used. But we like the idea that there will be no cauldron left, and unless everyone wants to have a reunion and bring all 204 pieces back together.
Well, congratulations. It's some piece of work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Thomas Heatherwick.